Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today I'll be taking you through 2 Kings 20 on a journey through the Word. Chapter 20 deals with what's really important in life. What would you say that your goal of life is? Have you ever put on an estate sale? Unfortunately, I've had the task of disposing of both of my parents' things after their deaths. Both of my parents died young, and to be honest, it can be a sobering thought as you try and sell the treasures of other people and find that nobody really wants them. Even the things that are of some financial value are sold for pennies on the dollar. And in the end, it becomes a sobering reminder of what life is really about. Both of my parents would have given up all their possessions that either ended up in a thrift shop, garage sale, or trash heap for just another few days, weeks, or years with the ones they loved. Life, after all, is about knowing God and making Him known. And an estate sale, where you sell someone who's deceased, you sell all of their things, it proves exactly that. This chapter opens with a touching scene as Hezekiah gets the kind of news that most people fear they'll get one day from a doctor. Isaiah, the resident prophet, makes a house call to Hezekiah and breaks the news to him that his disease is going to be fatal. 2 Chronicles tells us God was humbling Hezekiah, who'd become proud, and that this was God's way of humbling him. Now, it's important to remember that God disciplines those He loves, and that this was God's love to Hezekiah. Hezekiah had been faithful to God, and God, in turn, is being faithful to him. Verse 2 reads, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember, Lord, I've walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I'll add 15 years to your life, and I'll deliver you in this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Hezekiah was most likely suffering from a squamous cell melanoma, which is a type of skin cancer that when it hits your bone marrow, goes systemic and kills you. Now, in the olden days, they used to cut it out immediately as soon as they found it, if they could recognize it. But nowadays, they'll actually apply a topical cream that has a strong chance of eliminating it. Well, a poultice of figs seems to do the trick and knock it out. And Hezekiah asks for a sign that he'll raise up on the third day. And that's not a random number, as you've probably guessed by now. Isaiah says, "Would you like the shadow to move forward 10 steps on the stairway or backwards?" In other words, I'm going to give you a sign that you'll be healed, but let's have some fun with it. Well, reversing the rotation of the earth to manipulate the shadow seems a lot harder than accelerating it. So Hezekiah picks the harder of the two and says, "Make the shadows go backwards." I mean, wouldn't you? Hezekiah had employed scribes to transcribe the scriptures for him, and many of those went on to write his Proverbs and their own in chapter 25 of Proverbs. And Isaiah recorded a psalm that Hezekiah wrote after he recovered in praise to God, and it's found in Isaiah chapter 38. So luckily for us, we get a little bit more if we know how to read the Bible correctly. In other words, cross-referencing the passages that have to do with each other. By the way, if you want to be a student of the Word, that's a good practice to get into. Find out where the places of the Bible intersect and go a little bit deeper, like we'll do today. So today, we get to read the hymn of praise in Isaiah chapter 38 when Hezekiah recovers after that poultice of fig. And I'm pretty sure he gives more credit to God than he does the figs. Verse 9 says, "A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery. I said in the prime of my life, must I go to the gates of death and be robbed of the rest of my years? I said, I will not see the Lord himself in the land of the living. No longer will I look on my fellow man or be with those who dwell in this world. Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. Day and night you made an end of me. I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night you made an end of me. I cried like a swift or thrush. I mourn like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. I am being threatened. Lord, come to my aid. But what can I say? He's spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you, as I'm doing today. Parents tell their children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me. And we will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the temple of the Lord. You know, every day we have is a gift from God. Hezekiah here appreciates it, and so should we. We never know what's going to take us out. I mean, it could be a bus, but as a guy who has had an incredible number of brushes with death, and I actually died once on an operating table, I've had many opportunities to stop and appreciate my time on earth. From car wrecks to near misses and house fires as a firefighter to rock climbing accidents to brakes going out on a car driving down a mountain, you'd think I was in some mafia film. And I almost once got nearly smashed on a reef surfing. I've had so many times that I've nearly been wiped off this earth that I'm pretty sure I've got some stuff I gotta do. Did you know it's the same for you though? Every day is a day to grow closer to God and to shine out who he is to others. And the two are actually connected. Loving God and loving our neighbors go hand in hand and are the quickest ways to radiate out to others who he is. Knowing God and making him known is the real reason for living. And it's what really matters. And Hezekiah here in this chapter gets a fresh reminder. And luckily for us, for reading this, we do too. Like the man on the cart in Monty Python's Holy Grail, Hezekiah could say, I got better. But the writer of Kings wants us to know that it might have been better if Hezekiah did die earlier, because what he was about to do sets up Jerusalem as a prize jewel for the future Babylonian Empire. While he was sick, we read in verses 12 through 19 of the envoys or messengers from Babylon who bring the equivalent of a get well card and present. But really, they're there to spy things out. Hezekiah makes a very bad decision that will cost his kingdom dearly after his death. He shows them the wealth of his palace on a polite tour, something that they note very carefully and take back to their king in Babylon, marking Jerusalem on a map for the future with an X marks the spot. For here, there be treasure, matey. Like raiding pirates years later, Babylon will come down and take it. The Babylonians at this stage were not any kind of threat at all, but unknown to the ancient world. They were starting to build up power. They would soon be the new kids on the block. And when we come to Daniel's prophecy and the vision of the statue of the golden head, silver torso, bronze middle and iron legs, and iron mixed with clay feet, the Babylonians were in power. They would be the most impressive world empire of the ancient empires. They would be the one renowned for wealth and opulence, the empire of the golden head. But they would be overtaken by the Persian Empire, then the Greeks, then the Romans, and finally the Roman Empire, that iron mixed with clay, would crumble from within. Here we see a bit of Hezekiah's pride that led the Lord to actually afflict him, to humble him. Well, let us humbly remember that every day we have on earth is not to show off our wealth or accomplishments, for none of these things will last. What really matters is what will last for eternity, to know God and make him known. Well, read 2 Kings chapter 20 today, and we'll see you tomorrow on Through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.